Jesus the Messiah. What does Islam say about him? Dr. Abdullah Al-Badr. To a sincere seeker of wisdom. And you will find the nearest of them in affection to the believers, those who say, "We are Christians." That is because among them are priests and monks, and because they are not arrogant. And when they hear what has been revealed to the messenger, you see their eyes overflowing with tears, because of what they have recognized of the truth. They say, "Our Lord, we have believed, so register us among the witnesses. And why should we not believe in Allah and what has come to us of the truth? And we aspire that our Lord will admit us to paradise with the righteous people." So Allah rewarded them for what they said with gardens in paradise, beneath which rivers flow, wherein they abide eternally. And that is the reward of doers of good. The Glorious Quran, 582-85. Preface. It confers upon me and any Muslim in the world a great honor and privilege to write about one of the greatest messengers who walked on this earth. My aim with this concise booklet is to briefly highlight the most important aspects of this great messenger of Allah, Jesus the Messiah, peace and blessing be upon him, and the message with which he came. I would like you, the respected reader, to know that throughout the booklet I will refer to Almighty God as Allah. Allah is a unique name and an exclusive title that no one except him has been called throughout history. Abdullah. Prophethood. To convey the divine message. Islam is a religion and a way of life in tune with the reason and logic endowed on us humans by our Creator. There is no mystery and no ambiguity in the final divine message that has been sent to all mankind. Allah desires to explain to you and to guide you into the ways of those before you, and to turn to you mercifully. And Allah is knowing, wise. And Allah desires that he should turn to you mercifully, and those who follow their lust desire that you should deviate with a great deviation. Allah desires that he should make light your burdens, and man is created weak. The Quran, 4:26-28. Islam is the submission to the Creator of the heavens and earth, by performing righteous deeds and avoiding prohibitive actions. A person who submits his will to the will of Allah is therefore a Muslim. Whoever submits his whole self to Allah and is a doer of good has grasped indeed the most trustworthy handhold, and with Allah rests the end and decision of all affairs. The Quran, 31:22. As Muslims, we believe in all the prophets of Allah, as this is one of the six pillars of faith in our religion. The six pillars of faith are 1. The belief in Allah, 2. The belief in his angels, 3. The belief in his books, 4. The belief in his prophets, 5. The belief in the day of judgment, 6. The belief in the divine decree and destiny, whether good or bad. The belief in the prophets of Allah. Islam links us with all the noble prophets of Allah, since it is based on their pure teachings. Muslims believe in all the prophets of Allah, making no distinction in the belief towards them. The messenger believes in what has been revealed to him from his Lord, as do the believers. Each one of them believes in Allah, his angels, his books, and his messengers. We make no distinction, they say, between one and another of his messengers. And they say, "We hear and we obey. We seek your forgiveness, our Lord, and to you is the end of all journeys." The Quran, 2:285. Consequently, it is a major sin in Islam to disbelieve in any of the prophets of Allah, from Adam to Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon them. It is with the concept of the unity of God and the unity of prophethood that their religion is described as one, for they all called people to believe in one God, Allah, i.e. to devote worship sincerely to him alone, monotheism. Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, said, "The prophets are like brothers from one father. Their mothers are different, but their religion is one." Bukhari, 3443. With regards to laws, each of them had his own given law that was amenable and apt for a particular time and for a specific community to run their lives accordingly. Allah says, interpretation of the meaning, "To each among you, we have prescribed a law and a clear way." The Quran, 5:48. Out of all the prophets of Allah, Allah, may he be exalted, has favored 5 prophets, i.e. Noah, Abraham, Moses, Jesus, and finally Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon them, referring to them as the messengers of great will. This is in consideration to the enormity of the task and mission that Allah has bestowed upon them. The same religion has he established for you, O Muhammad, as that which he enjoined on Noah, that which we have sent by inspiration to you, and that which we enjoined on Abraham, Moses, and Jesus, namely that you should remain steadfast in religion and make no divisions therein. The Quran, 42:13. The Virgin Mary. Jesus' mother Mary, peace be upon her, received special attention in the noble Quran, even though all the prophets with the exception of Adam had mothers. And when the angels said, O Mary, surely Allah has chosen you and purified you and chosen you above the women of the world. The Quran, 3:42. Interestingly, an entire chapter in the glorious Quran is dedicated to and named after Mary. Chapter 19, Maryam. Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, has said, Mary is the best among the women during her time. Bukhari, 3531. Mary, peace be upon her, received the glad tidings that Allah would bestow upon her a child, whom he would create with the word be, and it is. O Mary, Allah gives you glad tidings of a word from him. His name will be Jesus the Messiah, the son of Mary, held in honor in this world and the hereafter, and of the company of those nearest to Allah. He shall speak to the people in childhood and in maturity, and he shall be of the company of the righteous. The Quran, 3:45-46. But then Mary replied surprisingly, My Lord, how can I have a child when no man has touched me? The Quran, 3:47. The reply was, Even so it will be. Allah creates what he pleases. When he has decreed a matter, he only says to it, Be, and it is. The Quran, 3:47. Therefore we believe that Jesus was born miraculously, without any male intervention. Ibn Abbas, a companion of Prophet Muhammad, narrates, When the signs of pregnancy appeared on her, with her was a righteous man from among her relatives, who worshipped in the temple with her. He was called Joseph the Carpenter. When he saw that her belly had become swollen, he found it strange. Then he decided to think well of her because of what he knew of her innocence, honor, religious commitment, and worship. But he could not stop thinking about this matter, so he said, speaking indirectly, O Mary, I'm going to ask you about something, so do not get alarmed. She said, What is it? He said, Has any tree or plant ever grown without a seed? Has any child ever been born without a father? She said, Yes, I understand what you are referring to. As for whether any tree or plant has ever grown without a seed, when Allah first created trees and plants, he created them without seeds. And has any child ever been born without a father? Allah created Adam without either a father or a mother. So he believed her and left her alone. Ibn Kathir, 3:117. Allah is absolutely perfect in his powers of creation. He creates what he wills, how he wills, when he wills. He created Adam without a father or a mother. He has caused the descendants of Adam to have both a father and a mother, and he created Jesus from his mother without a father. Glory be to the all-knowing Creator. The similitude of Jesus before Allah is as that of Adam. He created him from dust, then said to him, Be, and he was. The truth comes from Allah alone, so be not of those who doubt. The Quran, 3:59-60. The status of Jesus in Islam. His miracles. Mary, peace be upon her, gave birth to Jesus in the valley of Bethlehem, away from her people, after which she then returned. When they saw her with her new child Jesus, they said, O sister of Aaron, your father was not a man of evil, nor was your mother an unchaste woman. The Quran, 19:28. She didn't say a single word, but what she did instead was, Then she pointed to him. They said, How can we talk to one who is in the cradle, a young boy? The Quran, 19:29. Then came the first miracle of Jesus Christ, which astonished everyone. He said, as a child in the cradle, I am indeed a servant of Allah. He has given me revelation and made me a prophet, and he has made me blessed wheresoever I be, and has enjoined on me prayer and charity as long as I live. He has made me kind to my mother, and not overbearing or miserable. So peace is on me the day I was born, the day that I die, and the day that I shall be raised up to life again. The Quran, 19:30-33. In the time of Jesus Christ, the son of Mary, may peace and blessings be upon both of them, the children of Israel were known for their knowledge of medicine. Consequently, Jesus Christ came to them with medical cures that could not be bettered by anyone in his time, indeed, up until today. He was supported by his Lord with great miracles and clear signs to prove he was a truthful messenger. Example, he gave life to the dead by Allah's permission, and he healed those born blind and the lepers by Allah's permission. And appoint him a messenger to the children of Israel, with this message, I have come to you, with a sign from your Lord, in that I make it for you out of clay, as it were, the figure of a bird, and breathe into it, and it becomes a bird by Allah's leave. And I heal those born blind, and the lepers, and I quicken the dead, by Allah's leave. And I declare to you what to eat, and what you store in your houses. Surely therein is a sign for you if you do believe. The Quran, 3:49. His message. Allah, may he be exalted, revealed to Jesus Christ through the angel Gabriel. We gave Jesus, the son of Mary, clear signs and strengthened him with the Holy Spirit, i.e. the angel Gabriel. The Quran, 2:253. The gospel to preach to his people with, and in their footsteps we sent Jesus, the son of Mary, confirming the law that had come before him. We sent him the gospel, therein was guidance and light, and confirmation of the law that had come before him, a guidance and an admonition to those who fear Allah. The Quran, 5:46. Jesus, the son of Mary, called his nation, as all the prophets did, to worship Allah alone. According to the noble Quran, these were his words. I have come to you with a sign from your Lord, so fear Allah and obey me. It is Allah who is my Lord and your Lord, then worship him. This is a way that is straight. The Quran, 3:50-51. Verily Allah is my Lord and your Lord, therefore serve him. This is a way that is straight. The Quran, 19:36. His prophecy. According to the Quran, Jesus has foretold that a messenger would be sent from Allah after him by saying, and Jesus, the son of Mary, said, O children of Israel, I am the messenger of Allah, sent to you, confirming the law which came before me, and giving glad tidings of a messenger to come after me, whose name shall be Ahmad. But when he came to them with clear signs, they said, This is evident sorcery. The Quran, 61:6. The names Muhammad and Ahmad are synonyms from the same root, which means worthy of praise. Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, said, I am Muhammad and Ahmad. Bukhari, 7:32. The plot. When a number of people had plotted to kill him, Allah caused another man to look exactly like Jesus. And they plotted and planned, and Allah too planned. And the best of planners is Allah. The Quran, 3:54. So consequently the soldiers arrested him, thinking that he was Jesus, and crucified him instead. That they said, in boast, We killed Christ Jesus, the son of Mary, the messenger of Allah. But they killed him not, nor crucified him, but so it was made to appear to them. And those who differ therein are full of doubts, with no certain knowledge, but only conjecture to follow. For of a surety they killed him not, nay. Allah raised him up unto himself, and Allah is exalted in power, wise. The Quran, 4:157-158. Therefore Allah saved his noble prophet Jesus Christ from this plot. He will return. One of the major signs that will precede the Day of Judgment is that Allah will send down Jesus Christ to this world. Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, said, Jesus will descend to Damascus by the White Minaret. Abu Dawud, 4:117. And he also said, By the one in whose hand is my soul, the Son of Mary will descend among you as a just judge. Muslim 155. During this time, beneficial objectives shall be accomplished by him, such as the spread of justice in this world. Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, when mentioned that Jesus will return, said, "Pass on my regards to him." Mujma al-Zawaid, 12568. His eventual and actual death. Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, said, "I am the closest of people to Jesus, the Son of Mary, because there was no prophet between him and me." Then he mentioned his descent at the end of time, and followed this by saying, "And he will remain for as long as Allah wills. Then he will die, and the Muslims will offer the funeral prayer for him and bury him." Ahmad, 9349. Final remark. Islam regards Jesus the Messiah to be one of the pious men who walked on earth. And Zechariah and John the Baptist, and Jesus and Elias, all in the ranks of the righteous. The Quran, 685. Prophet Jesus, through Mary, is a descendant from a blessed and honored family. Surely Allah chose Adam and Noah, and the descendants of Abraham, and the descendants of Imran, Mary's father, above the nations. Offspring one of the other, and Allah is hearing, knowing. The Quran, 3:33-34. The Islamic teachings honor this mighty messenger of Allah, and the Muslims have not fallen short over the past 14 centuries in doing the same. Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, said, "If anyone testifies that none has the right to be worshipped but Allah alone, who has no partners, and that Muhammad is his servant and his apostle, and that Jesus is Allah's servant and his apostle, and his word which he bestowed on Mary, and a spirit created by him, and that paradise is true, and hell is true, Allah will admit him into paradise with the deeds which he had done, even if those deeds were few." Bukhari, 644.